Hello, and welcome to the most forward-thinking and enlightening podcast in the world. Conscious Rebel, with Talib Barney. Proceed with caution and detail, for your personal transformation and soul are at risk. Thank you, and enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Good morning. Welcome to Conscious Rebel, episode 50, and it is Storytelling Friday, so let's start with a story. This story comes from the Taoist tradition, and there is a great story of an old farmer. This old farmer, he had worked his crops for many, many years, and one day, while he was working his crops, his horse ran away. It was his only horse that he had for his livelihood. Upon hearing the news, his neighbors came to visit. "Such bad luck," they said sympathetically. "Maybe," the farmer replied. The next morning, the horse returned, bringing with it three other wild horses. "How wonderful," the neighbors exclaimed. "Maybe," replied the old man. The following day, his son tried to ride one of the untamed horses, and unfortunately was thrown and shattered his leg. The neighbors, again, came to offer their sympathy and their condolences for what they called his misfortune. "Maybe," answered the farmer. The day after, military officials came to the village to draft young men into the army. Seeing that the son's leg was broken, they passed him by. The neighbors congratulated the farmer in surprise and were so happy on how well things had turned out for the farmer. "Maybe," said the farmer. And as you can see, the story goes on and on and can go on and on just like that. Good, bad, who knows? In this podcast, we're going to focus on not judging the moment. This is something that is captured from Jay Shetty, if you know him. He talks about this a lot, but it was something that is taught by many, many monks throughout. When I lived with the monks, I was taught a different fashion. They taught me that everything is impermanent. Nothing lasts. Everything is impermanent. And for him, he teaches, you know, don't judge the moment. Moments are tiny, tiny dots in the blip of time and space, right? They're just these tiny little things, but unfortunately we get so sucked into these moments and we attach what happens in moments to our identity that completely controls who we are, how we feel, how we think. And by judging the moment, we kind of actually damn ourselves and we stop that current of energy. We stop that flow of the water continuing to flow through and create beauty in our lives simply by judging the moment. Because what happens, let's explain this a little bit. When you judge the moment, what you're doing is you're labeling something. You're labeling something as good or bad. And when you label moments as bad, you take away the opportunity for it to blossom into something good. Every moment, I promise you, can evolve into anything if you give it the opportunity to do so. The only way you can do that is if you don't judge the moment, if you don't label it. If you pick up a book or you just see a book and you say, "Hey, I don't like that book, like I just don't like it," you have now damned the progress and you will never find out the value of that book. What if there were things in there that would drastically impact your life? You'll never find out because you just put a label and you said that was bad. Labels equals limits. The moment you label something as bad or good, the moment you judge something, you just put a limit on it. You capped it. You closed it off. That's as far as it can go. And if you label something as bad, you suck away and you suffocate the opportunity for that moment, which is neutral, to actually evolve into something great, to evolve into something beautiful. And the interesting thing is, going back to the story of the Taoist farmer, it's not that the farmer is unengaged in life. It's not that he is unable to be happy or to be sad. It's that he has a greater perspective. He sees the bigger picture. He knows that he can't stop things from happening, but he sure as heck can control how he reacts to them. And it's often not the experience that matters as what you do with that experience. And they've actually done tests on these to how it's not actually the trauma. If you go through certain trauma in your life, whatever that might be, it's not actually going through that trauma or through a tragedy or trial that changes you. It's what you do with that and how you view it that actually changes you on a neurochemical level. And so it really comes down to, at every single moment, you have the power of choice. The power of choice, free will, free agency, whatever you want to call it, it's a superpower. You always have that choice. That choice is never taken away from you, because even if you can't control what happens, just as the farmer, you can choose how you respond to that. And I've brought this up in several podcasts. Maybe we should just do an episode on it. But Viktor Frankl, A Man's Search for Meaning. If you haven't read that, I would strongly suggest it. He talks about his time in the concentration camps and how difficult that was. But he talks about the reason that he survived and was able to get through it is because on a human level, we humans seek for meaning. And he was able to assign certain meanings to bad situations. So things that appeared to be horrifically terrible, he never judged the moment, but he assigned a different meaning of maybe growth or opportunity or a challenge to rise above that. And he talks about this process of how you have a stimulus, something that happens, that triggers you. You have an event. Right after that stimulus, you have your reaction to that stimulus. In between that space, between the stimulus and the response, that space is what we call free choice. You have a choice to decide, how am I going to react? Unfortunately, as we come up and as we grow into this world and become more and more reactive, that space in between stimulus and reaction is almost non-existent. It's like immediate. The moment something happens, we react. It's immediate. And our goal in life is to try and elongate and to try and spread out that space as far as we can, so that when a stimulus or an event happens, boom, there's a pause. There's a still. There's a stillness. There's us contemplating how we want to respond, and that we are in the power seat. We're taking our power back and saying, hey, I'm not going to immediately react to this situation. I'm actually going to think about this and then choose how I respond to this. That's the power of choice there. And that's the power of not judging moments. This is such a simple concept. I could dive down further. I almost thought about, okay, do I kind of codify this together and put some principles to how we don't judge the moment or how we do judge it? But then I was like, that goes against the whole point of it. I'm putting words into people's mouths. I'm putting thoughts into people's heads of actually how to not do it. But it's that simple. Just don't judge the moment. However you want to go about that, do that. But when it comes down to it, don't judge the moment. Don't judge it, because the moment you judge it, you put a limit on it and you take away the opportunity for something quote unquote bad in your life blossoming into something great. Everything that you go through, I guarantee you, will work out for your benefit. It'll work out for your advantage. I guarantee you that. That's just how life works. I don't know how it works, but I know that it does. And you have to believe that if you don't judge the moment and realize that if you give it that space, it can blossom into something great. There is a quote that's actually come to the top of my mind. I'm looking this up right now. It's by Napoleon Hill. This is a quote that I've never forgotten, because it's something that I hung on to in times of struggle. And the quote is, "Every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit." I've never forgotten that quote, because it is true. According to the laws of the universe and the law of compensation, things have to balance out. It's the yin and the yang. It's the sun and the moon. And I like to refer to it as the pendulum of life, if you know what a pendulum is. And if you've gone to a university and you've seen some universities have these giant pendulums that swing back and forth, life is like a pendulum. It sways from one end to the other. The problem is when it's on one end, that's all we see in life. We don't see that there's an entire pendulum and it's going to go back to another end. We just see the one end. So we label something as bad. But if we were able to step back and get perspective, we would be able to see that with time, if we were patient and just were able to be aware with more perspective, we would watch that pendulum on one end actually gain momentum once it hits the top and swing back the other way to the complete opposite side of the spectrum. That's life. Life just ebbs and flows. It's the pendulum that swings from dark to light, from pain to beauty. And it's about not judging either one of those ends, but about being like the farmer and just saying, you know, maybe this is good for me. Maybe it's bad. Either way, it's going to swing back that the other way. And I mean, part of this is acceptance. Part of it is surrender. But it's really as simple as just don't judge the moment. Because moments are tiny dots in our life, and every moment can evolve into anything if you simply just give it the opportunity. So that is my ask for you, is to really work on not judging the moment. I have to do this all the time. It's a reminder for myself as well to just not judge the moment. It is what it is. It's not bad. It's not good. It is. I am. And if we can all work on that, of just accepting that and not labeling things or putting labels on things, you're going to see that every bad thing that happens in your life actually evolves into something great and is eventually super beneficial for you in your life. So thanks for listening, and have a beautiful weekend. Ciao.